Welcome to Keyboard Kids, a podcast.
It's good.
A podcast about things we do when we are bored. This week we have a segment about Minecraft, and we share our trip to the Nature Center. But first,
Hinks Pinks!
A Hink Pink is a kind of riddle that uses two word clues to hint at a rhyming answer. Both words in the answer are only one syllable each. Here's an example of one I wrote. The clue is happy bread. And the answer is fun bun. Here's another one. Sleep song.
Sleep song?
Like a lullaby?
Yeah, lullaby.
No, it's two words with each one syllable.
So what's another word for a song?
A lullaby?
One syllable!
Oh.
What's the answer? Help us out.
Nap rap.
Oh, so nap is a sleep, and the rap is a kind of a song. Nap rap. They rhyme, and they're both one syllable.
That makes way more sense than lullaby.
I wrote eight more, but we will write them in the show notes instead. To hear the answers, we'll listen until the end of the episode.
Testing. Okay.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That's all out.
One of our favorite things to do when we are bored is play Minecraft. In case you didn't know, Minecraft is a game where you can build.
And there are three different game modes: creative, survival, and adventure.
With the game modes, you can choose how difficult you want the game to be.
Like, you can have it really, really, really hard, or you can have it very easy.
We've been playing since last fall.
Yeah, we were playing for quite a while. Not a year yet.
Not a year.
Yeah.
There's a lot to learn about Minecraft.
And which we have pretty much done.
We've been reading, watching, and even taking out school classes.
Let's back up. Can we tell the listeners a little bit more about Minecraft?
Okay, I'll do it.
What do you do in creative?
Well, in creative mode, you have unlimited stuff from your inventory, and you can fly, and you can build.
Okay.
It's mainly for people who want to build.
Like builders.
Like what? So what? Build what kind of things?
Yeah, huge mansions. You wouldn't want to do that in survival.
Okay. Like, so what's survival?
Survival is a game mode where you don't have unlimited stuff in your inventory. You also have to battle mobs, monsters, hostile monsters. You just explore and you can craft items. You can smelt, you can mine.
You survive.
You basically do what Minecraft is. I mean,
you
the
mine?
Name is mine and craft.
You mine, craft. You mine and you craft.
Okay. So it sounds to me like survival is a little bit more challenging.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you have to work to find things.
Some people are very good at survival and they don't even need armor and they've already found like this structure.
Mm-hmm.
Or
that takes you to this other dimension.
Oh, there's other dimensions.
Yeah, two other dimensions.
So is Minecraft like just like the real world?
It's like the opposite. Kind of the opposite.
There are some things that are like the real world.
Yes. Zombies don't exist.
There are carrots.
There's some animals.
And yes. Chickens.
And there's different biomes.
So then,
Mesa.
Different kinds of rocks and minerals.
Diamond. Gold.
So, there's a lot, actually, that you can learn from Minecraft.
There's even about the real world. Edition.
They even have educational things like chemistry, which maybe we'll talk about that.
Exploding.
No explosions.
Maybe we'll talk about that in another episode.
Yeah, I made explosions once in chemistry. I exploded a bunch of things and got garbage. Because I always get garbage.
Yeah, garbage!
Garbage.
So you'll all love to play Minecraft. Yeah. And you are all pretty good at it. But when you first started playing, was it easy to learn right away?
Not at all. We'll tell you about it.
Mine, when I started my very first Minecraft world, I spawned next to a forest, which is a biome you could find that has plenty of trees. And then I went into the forest. I was wandering around. I did not know that you need to mine wood in order to survive. And I found a village. I went into one of the houses and it was getting dark. And I just stayed there for a couple minutes. Then I came out and saw it, and I saw the iron golem, which I did not know its name.
It looks like a big monster-y thing.
And it was hurling zombies into the air. And so I did not know what to do with it. So I punched it. And every pro Minecrafter knows that when you freshly start a survival world, you should not punch the iron golem.
I have a question. What type of village was it? Was it spruce?
No, it was... It was...
I remember
the normal plains village.
Coastal village.
No. It was not coastal.
It was just a village.
Yeah, it was a village in the middle of a forest.
Because I remember I seen you have like a... Acacia Village. Remember that village where the bunnies kept on escaping your house? So, you heard about creative and survival. Well, when I first started my first ever creative world, I was used to survival. So, when it was nighttime, I saw all the monsters, and I was afraid of them. I thought it would attack me like it does in survival, but I was in creative mode. I was invincible. So, I was running away from the monsters in creative mode.
And you didn't need to do that at all.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I have played Minecraft a little bit. Mm-hmm. I only play in peaceful because...
Creative.
Peaceful creative, yeah. Because I'm not interested in working to find...
All the things.
All the things. It's... Just, to me, I like just building stuff. But my biggest learning curve has been with walking and, like, fitting through doors.
Yes.
Because have helped me with that. And there's a lot of learning and trial and error and troubleshooting involved with playing Minecraft. So I feel like even though it's playing and it's fun, the kids are also getting some important life skills out of it.
I changed my Minecraft to Spanish, so now I'm learning Spanish.
Hannah is learning Spanish. What did you tell me you learned today?
Bed.
Uh-huh. Do you remember the word?
Blanca?
That's
white.
That's white, yeah.
Comma.
Yeah. You figured it out.
I'm gonna learn German.
So
I already know two.
Oh, you're learning to read in English.
Yeah.
Aren't you? So tell me this. My favorite part about playing Minecraft is building stuff. I like building pretty houses. What is your favorite part about Minecraft?
Well, I like Minecraft because it's not one of those types of games that the people make it and then they just leave it and then they don't do anything, they don't update it at all. But Minecraft, there are updates. usually every year or so. The new update is coming out next summer.
No, this summer.
This summer, 2021. So, the caves and cliffs. So, they're like updates. So far, there's been 17 updates. And they add new things to the game. New items, new mobs, new dimensions.
I like surviving. Mainly because I see people have these awesome bases, these awesome survival bases, and I want to have a base like that too.
In survival.
And I have this one goal to kill the Ender Dragon.
In complete survival.
Yes, no cheats. What do you like?
Like playing with Oppie and Pee-Pee.
Yeah, we like playing together.
Mm-hmm. And she likes attacking us
in survival.
This Pee-Pee, not Oppie.
So they all play sometimes together. They can play together in a local area network world. And so a lot of times they're working on things together, building things.
Surviving.
Yeah.
So that's what we like about Minecraft.
Yeah.
I know what I don't like about Minecraft.
We'll do that in another episode.
I don't like it that there's no cookas. There are no cookas.
I'll make you a mod.
We will post some screenshots of things that we've done or built in Minecraft on our Instagram account.
At Three Bored Kids Podcast.
Yes, Three Bored Kids.
You and the crazy mama.
All right, we're here. We're at the Nature Center near our house. And today is March 9th.
So tomorrow's the 10th.
So we're coming up on the first day of spring. The first day of spring is the equinox. The equinox means that there's an equal amount of sunlight and not sunlight that day. So there will be 12 hours of sunlight, 12 hours of darkness on the day of the equinox.
There's 12 hours of darkness. I don't want to sleep for that one.
So, there's one in the fall and one in the spring. And so, since it's spring, we are we're going to our nature center. We've been here a couple times over the winter.
I still see some snow.
There is definitely still some snow that's in these sort of shady parts. And what else? I'm seeing something right now before we even get out of the car. I'm seeing something.
A wind?
Wind. Yeah. The wind is blowing like crazy.
I know. So nice today. It's like 66 degrees outside.
The weather's great. We don't have to wear coats. And
I'm wearing a light jacket.
But light jackets are good. Yeah. We're rummaging around. All right. Okay. So are we ready?
Yes.
Yes, you're ready, wombats.
Okay.
All right, here we go. I'll get you out. Yeah, we can't go in there. But they have this lovely... Huh? Yeah, we're going this way. People here. Let's go this way. Oh, should we check in on the birds at the aviary?
Yeah, sure. Let's go interview them.
Whatever is in there, I think is in its sleeping. It's in its little nook.
Oh, it's nice.
No. Oh, no.
This owl. What do you think about the current situation?
What do you think about the coronavirus? Do you like being kept in a cage forever? No,
well, a lot of the, all of the birds that they have here are in some way unable to be in the wild on their own. Now, sometimes they have something that they just need to like heal and then they release them. But sometimes it's, they have something like, they had a bird once that was like missing part of its beak. So it wasn't able to eat.
The kestrel I saw, I remember it, it couldn't fly.
Oh, I see an insect. It's okay. Look. No, it's like, I don't know.
Spider.
Kind of a fly spider thing. Fly. Yes. Spider. Going around. Yeah, so far, compared to last time we were here,
there's much more wildlife.
We've seen.
Last time we went, we didn't see a single bug.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, we didn't see any bugs. So that's another sign of spring.
Sign of spring. When we're bored, we don't ever think to go to Earth Ride.
Hey, let's go to Earth Ride.
Isn't that bird that's all stuck in there?
That bird. Last time we were here, there was a bird that had a really cozy nest in here.
Yeah.
So let's see. Look. What?
There's the nest.
Yeah, it does actually look like they've got some trees down over here. Maybe they're going to come clear them away. Yeah. Well, they do have to do.
Whoever designed this gazebo is really smart.
Yes, this gazebo is very interesting. How many sides does it have?
Look at that.
It's a hexagon.
Look at that plant thing with moss. It looks like an owl, doesn't it?
3, 4.
Come stand
five,
over here,
six,
let me.
7. 8. No, it's octagon.
Ooh, yeah, it does look like an apple.
You just can really see its face.
I remember once in the Nature Center classroom where I like to like hide and seek them.
Yeah. Every so often they go around and check to make sure that the trees are healthy.
Bugs.
You saw two bugs?
No, I saw one bug.
Oh, you saw one bug here over in this area? Very exciting. So it looks like bugs are one of the first things to come out.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, you know what's coming, right?
What?
Cicadas.
Oh, yeah.
The cicadas are going to be here.
Oh, so we wouldn't go out.
Brood 17. We will have to do another nature center with cicadas.
I think I see 3 bugs.
Let me see more bugs.
I saw another bug.
So the
cicadas are like rising.
the cicadas are getting ready.
Look at that. See that branch?
Are they... Cicadas are huge, right?
They are. They're like that big. They're loud, too.
Whoa. Are they like soothing loud?
No.
What is that?
Is it like a thunderstorm?
No. No, that could be the tree people.
That sounds way more
like a tree than.
Yeah.
Maybe someone's like exploding a tree or
there's another tree down. Let's go. Can we just go around this way? Let's just go with this way.
Yeah.
There's another bird. Time, everybody. Thank you all for coming to the Nature Center.
With us.
On a hunt for spring.
Spring.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Hear the rest of the Hink Pink riddles and their answers. Swamp wood. Bog log.
Bog log.
Yeah, because it's a log in the bog.
Oh, a bog is another word for swamp.
Lengthy bell.
Lengthy.
Lengthy bell.
Lengthy means long. And another kind of a bell would be a...
Gong.
Long.
Gong.
Gong. Okay. What's the next one, clue?
Crooked tree.
Crooked.
Crooked tree.
Crooked tree. A crooked tree. It's a what? What
do you think of like a stealing tree?
Oh, you think of a tree that's like a thief? Is it that kind of crooked?
No.
No, we're trying to think of a like a unstraight. What does my brain not think of words?
Wobble dobble.
Something is crooked, it's
bent.
And a tree? A bent
tent?
What's a kind of a tree? What's another word for tree?
A birch tree.
A birch, an oak, a maple.
There's many maple trees in my class.
Sap.
An ant?
An ant.
A bent ant?
Bent ant. Crooked tree is a bent ant. Okay? What's
honey drink.
Honey drink. But slippery and slosh don't rhyme.
Don't?
No. They just start with the same letter.
And slippery has three syllables.
Oh, yeah. It's too long.
How many syllables is there supposed to
have? One.
One.
One. So just one beat. Just one. So it'd be short.
Cat.
Cat. Rat. Not. Honey drink. BT.
Yes, BT.
BT.
Tattered banner.
Tattered banner. Do you know what tattered means? It's like it's a rag.
Doesn't that rhyme with flag?
Oh, tattered banner, rag, flag.
Group time.
Group time. What? Oh,
Hannah's still laughing about the crooked tree.
No, the crooked tree. The crooked tree.
Okay, what's the answer for group time?
Flock clock.
Flock clock.
Flock clock.
Flock clock.
Yes.
Next.
Bird cash.
Bird cash.
Splash.
No, we're not making poems.
Ooh, maybe we could write poems for next week.
Poems, field trip, and nothing.
Bird cash. That would be like cash, like dough. Like crow dough.
No.
But that works.
It does work, but that's not the answer I wanted.
That's not the answer you were looking for, but it's an alternative answer.
What's
that's not
the
wrong.
Real answer?
What is your answer?
Duck buck.
Duck buck. Or, also acceptable, crow dough.
Oh, yes.
Bird money. All right. Oh, bird cash, sorry.
Last
okay.
One.
Last one.
Paint bullet.
Paint bullet.
Wait, what? I said paint. I just got my Sudoku on
key for paint. What is paint? Paint is part of what?
Art.
What's kind of like a shooting thing?
Gun.
A tart? A dart?
Yeah.
Art dart.
Yes.
Is a paint bullet. Art dart. All right, that's it.
See you in episode 3.
See you in episode 3.
Testing 1, 2, 3, testing, testing, 3, okay. Testing.